Where did language come from? 1. Throughout this book, I have been promoting the idea that the human language faculty is a part of our biological constitution, a specific faculty that is precisely tuned to the nature of language and that no other animal has. So the logical question is, where did it come from? Although it is an obvious question to ask, how to go about answering it is much less obvious. Language does not leave any traces in the fossil record or elsewhere of the sort that normally guide accounts of the course of evolution. Acts of speaking or signing do not leave anything behind that we could dig up thousands of years later. Even the apparatus we use for speaking is largely elusive. It is almost entirely composed of soft tissue that leaves no long-term residue either. For a long time, these problems did not stop people from speculating about how language might have arisen. This was actually a rather popular topic among Romantic philosophers. With the rise of a more scientific approach to language in the 19th century, discussions of language that were not based in empirical fact came to be discouraged. Famously, the Linguistic Society of Paris, in its Constitution of 1866, said that papers presented to the society could deal with any topic concerning language except two. These were the origin of language and the construction of international auxiliary languages like Esperanto or Volapük. What these topics have in common is that, at least as far as people could judge in 1866, both are matters of opinion and speculation, not science. Were the founders of the society right in barring language origins? Or can we say anything serious about where the language faculty came from? If we believe in literal biblical creationism, there is no problem. But if we are not satisfied with that answer, we have to imagine that it arose during a much longer course of human evolution.